Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm coming to you live from the Queensland Museum here in Brisbane. Trendy Trev here, catching up with deadly people, and I'm about to have a yarn now with my beautiful cousin, my mother's sister, my mother with me in spirit. Yeah. Her beautiful sister, Auntie Janet, is in spirit with us as well, and I'm talking to her son, my first cousin brother, Daniel Dow, who's a project officer, repatriation at First Nations, for First Nations here at the Queensland Museum. And a very good morning, Double D, Daniel Dow, my cousin, good morning.
Double T, good morning, my Bala. Bala from the same mother. Bala from two mother, two sister.
Oh, wow, wow. Thank you, my brother. So before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Daniel Dow.
Okay, yeah, Daniel Dow. I've Eastern Islands, Comet and Pabri tribe from Murray Island. That's dad's side. And mother's side is Sailor, Pitt family, Sailor family. And I've been in this world for about 6 months and... Looking forward to achieving some good things here as well.
Thank you, Bala. Make the connection, and our connection there, we're Erb, Nunley Island, Sailor Pit Mob. So your position here at Queensland Museum, Project Officer, Repatriation, First Nations, how long have you been in that role, Daniel?
Since September, so.
September.
So good
last
year.
Last year, thank you.
Good,
so six odd months.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying the journey?
It's unlike anything I've done previously, and I've had a few roles previously working at... I came from defence before this as a logistics officer, and done music and art background. So Torres Strait musician myself, still do music on the weekends, and this is unlike anything else that I've ever done. It's very fulfilling spiritually.
Yes,
taking care of all the objects Puyumpla,
what
secret sacred ancestors, the normal objects as well that we have, it's grounding and it's exciting. And
beautiful.
The space is exciting in the repatriation space because it is now making a resurgence all across the board.
Yes.
For taking things that were once taken.
Yes.
And returning things.
And returning things.
Yeah.
And when you look at the status of First Nation people, here we are, First Nation people, and dealing with their weapons, with the artifacts. Culture of the First Nation people. I got goosebumps on my goosebumps. A very, very important space, but also signifies our existence. And here we are, 2025, brother.
Yes, yes, and the continuing culture, and the continuing culture of our peoples. So we're once something nearly, it's more alive now, I feel. Our culture's more alive now, moving it forward.
Yes.
With some new art that's happening and the artifacts that the museum still collects.
Yes.
So we still collect the things like the Pampora ghost nets, and they still are coming into the collection. So
yes,
we can see that our art and our culture, our spiritualism is continuing.
Yes. We are storytellers, and those artifacts, those weapons, they're our stories. They talk for us.
That's right.
So do we talk about the job that you do or the space you work in? We're talking globally.
Oh, yeah.
And things move around the place.
Right. Yes. Yes, repatriation is global. It's and some of the overseas big museums.
Yes.
We've had repatriations last year of the babies from Ugar that they returned from Germany. We had the... West corals that came from the Smithsonian last year in Washington, and they've came have been repatriated back, and they're in Townsville at the moment. And this year we had a big repatriation, 36 ancestors from London.
Yes.
Only four were provenanced to communities, Gulf communities, and Wapaburra, Great Keppel community. So we have got an influx now of more repats happening, and it's very exciting.
Very exciting. when artifacts, weapons and what have you have been found, make connection with the traditional owners of those objects?
Yes.
Is that how it works,
that's
Daniel?
That's what we endeavour to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of surrenders. So for those that don't know, the museum, Queensland Museum, has a program where if you do find artifacts or something that you might seem significant, you can actually call the museum and say, what is this that I'm looking at, and send images in and have our staff give a learned look at, and
So if our mob are out there on a weekend camping, Easter weekend, making fire, collecting wood, come across a spear deep in the ground.
Don't chuck it in the fire.
Thank you. They can contact Queensland Museum.
Yes.
And we can get things happening there.
Things happening to try to return that back to its space, to its traditional owners, to its group where it's from. We've got researchers here with us as well, Indigenous researchers, that they've got a big job trying to find out where these things were from, whether they were from, because it may not have been where they were collected from, might have been a different place.
Exactly.
But we endeavour to make that happen,
Beautiful. To our deadly listeners just tuned in, Trevor Timmy, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, down here at Queensland Museum, Brisbane, and having a deadly Yarmid Project Officer Repatriation First Nations, that's Daniel Dow, who's my mother's sister's boy. So we are family catching up, which is fantastic, but talking about his new role as a Project Officer Repatriation First Nations here at Queensland Museum, and talking about that space, the space that he works in, and the work that they do in regarding looking after our people, our mob, First Nations, in regarding artifacts, weapons that are found. When we talk about finding stuff and making the communication with Queensland Museum, for example, Daniel, we are talking about archaeologists at the table in these findings, but you could say the archaeologists are also their students in regard to communication with TOs and that space as well. Because if you look at we, the First Nation, First Peoples, we were professors in all fields, were we not?
Yes, that's right. And we've got our team is a very knowledgeable team. Our director Bianca Beetson and
big shout out Bianca's sister
and Danny Williams, who's the repatriation manager. He's very knowledgeable on all things artifacts and stuff.
Daniel
like that
Wilson,
as well.
Williams. Thank you.
And if you do, and that goes for all our campuses, by the way. We don't only have a campus in South Brisbane. We have the rail workshops in Ipswich.
Yes.
Which is the railway museum.
Thank you. There's history there of our black people.
Yeah. And we've got the Cobb and Co Museum in Toowoomba.
Yes.
Which is the Cobb and Co Museum.
Thank you.
And we've got the Tropics in Townsville.
Okay.
So that's where a lot of, we do have a lot of things that are in Townsville, and we can repatriate things from Townsville as well.
Sure.
So that program sits
probably room there for an office in Cairns. Hello?
Yeah. We've got our team member in Cairns, Peggy Lane.
Big shout out, Peggy Lane. Thank you.
So she's our team member, works for Queensland Museum, but in Cairns.
Yeah.
And,
good.
Yeah, we've achieved quite a bit in the short time.
Because we're also talking, and then, use the Torres Strait Island man. Mm. We've got our Torres Straits. So when we talk about the two cultures of this country, First Nation, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, so we're talking about repatriation for Torres Strait Island.
Yeah.
Artifacts, weapons, headdress,
That's right. From all over the world.
Thank you,
Because the archaeologists came through, like Haddon, and came in through from, and some of the stuff is all over the world. Cambridge have got a heap of Torres Strait stuff.
Yeah.
And I just come back from there, just came back on Saturday, and spent some time on Badu NTI at the Art of Woods, so made some good connections there as well.
Good.
And, very grounding.
Good. We're talking about our mob, our Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, who were professors in all fields, as I've mentioned, in all different industries. Back in the day, full-on traders. We travel the globe in our canoes and what have you, and if not gifts handed over when going to other countries. Or the sad thing is stolen gifts taken, and repatriation is bringing them back.
That's right.
And the story that comes with it. That would be the case, would it not?
Exactly right. Well, like the Wes corals, the corals that were taken from the waters of Murray Island, and they were taken to the Smithsonian.
Okay.
100 years ago, early 1900s, they were taken. And it wasn't until some researchers were over there and noticed that they were Torres Strait corals. And
yes.
Within a year, Smithsonian had packed them up and
Brought them back.
Brought them back, which is sent shockwaves of the industry, by the way. Beautiful. They don't do that sort
and
of stuff.
And hats off to the museums of the world who recognise, respect and acknowledge.
And they're old institutions, my
Thank
mama.
You.
They're very
they're
old
very
institutions.
Old, that's right.
This one has been going since the mid-1860s.
Yes.
So, well, and they're very old institutions, so the wheels take a long time to turn.
Turn.
But they are turning.
Sure.
And with leaders in our field, like Canada.
But the archaeologists of the world, no matter where they're from, are in the understanding mm-hmm. and the respect of returning
yeah.
the objects yeah. to the original origins. Yes?
I feel it's a great space and I enjoy it because it's repatriation. And not even in museums, like wider repatriations, military repatriations. I was at a RSL where they had a them Japanese flag that the Japanese soldiers to carry on their
yeah.
person.
Yes, when
and
they're in
there
war.
Was a sign saying this flag is being repatriated to the family of that
yeah,
Japanese soldier.
Yeah, beautiful. That's right. Similar things.
So many.
Similar yeah. things. Look, so beautiful to be talking with you, my brother, and thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you, my brother.
So, Project Officer, Repatriation, First Nation, here at the Queensland Museum, 6 months in the job, thoroughly enjoying it.
Enjoying it and doing good things.
New chapter, doing good things.
And the we have another big aim is to make this space in our museums welcoming to First Nations people. So it's a space that we can be proud of, that we
yes.
can that we can come in and see. And, of course, we've got an access form that if you want to look at some of the collections mm-hmm. that's in the back of house, not on display.
Okay.
That
thank
you. You can contact us and give us your mob and where your details, your country, your mob, and we've got a form where we can get some elders to fill out to vouch for you then kind. And then you can access some of these things from your country. We'll pull them
Thank
off the
you.
Shelf.
That's beautiful. Now, from the people coming from country and they find artifacts and what have you here at the Queensland Museum, what's their position regarding claiming, taking them back?
That's what we're here for.
Okay, thank you.
Those conversations are welcome, and we've done a few.
So then, do we talk Aboriginality? Do we talk proof of the artifacts and the people and making the connection?
Yeah. Yep, we talk your people and how you fit in and whether you're accepted by your community.
Okay,
and the objects that we do have provenance for provenance yep. meaning we do have the story,
sure.
where they're from.
Yeah,
a lot of things out in the collections they don't know where they're from.
Sure, exactly.
Or they just say Northern Queensland, which is a big place, you know.
Of course, it is exactly, Brother Daniel. When you talk about a museum, then the objects, the artifacts, the weapons are protected. If they go back to community, is there rules and regulations that come with that in regard to protection, or it's their call?
Those are conversations. At the end of the day, we're caretakers, and we understand that. Whereas I think the attitude once upon a time was, we own these things, as in an institutional
sure.
speaking.
Sure, thank you.
But we are now fully aware, from the CEO down, all the way down, we are fully aware that we are caretakers in this space. The community are the ones who
decide
who have the final
decision
say.
What it's fun to have. Every, oh, that's beautiful.
Everything that we make with our contracts is all community driven.
Yeah,
and it's community protecting.
Okay, my brother.
Community.
Last question: Queensland Museum. How long have they had a First Nation space in regard to you, your team working here in this space? How long has it been operating?
Always been First Nations people working here for in the modern era, but I think as far as a First Nations team goes, this is. This is groundbreaking, but in this space. So it's
how long are we talking?
It's really good. Well, it would be about a year.
A year. Thank you. All right.
And then
hats off to the Queensland Museum in regarding creating this space, a very important space, but long time waiting.
Yep, they've had Indigenous boards. There's an Indigenous advisory board as well.
Lovely.
Like it's things are moving along quite sweetly.
Beautiful.
And I think it's a good shining example, the Queensland Museum, of what can be achieved.
Yes.
When we have mutual respect
lovely
for the cultures
exactly
and First Nations cultures, not only First Nations cultures, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, but First Nations of other societies and other cultures
around the world.
We have things here from South Pacific,
yes,
Papua New Guinea,
yes,
and all the Pacific Islands,
yes,
Melanesian, Micronesian and Polynesian things.
So now we have a system in place where stuff, objects can be returned.
That's right. And things
across the board. Yep.
And all them things, Boyumpla, artifacts, weapons, secret, sacred things are all in good hands with our team here.
Beautiful. Beautiful yarn. Love you, my brother. Thank you very much. Daniel Dow, Project Officer, Repatriation First Nation. My mother's sister's boy, so good to catch up with family and good to see that the hat that he's wearing. He's very excited about it and the future looks bright, but also the object of our people in regard to repatriation, returning the objects to our families and making our story strong in regard to the First Nation people. My brother, we will talk soon. All the best, Daniel Dow.
Big
Esso, one love, and we talk soon, my brother. To Delhi, beautiful yarn there with Daniel Dow, Project Officer, Repatriation, First Nation, Queensland Museum, and talking about the work and the hat that he wears in regard to the job that he does. And great to catch up with family. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416.
On your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Moonlight shadows on the water, calling softly out to me. Moonlight shadows on the water, the gentle rhythm of the sea. Tropical breezes often playing, and sometimes the winds they roar. No, I can't deceive, I could never leave my Thursday Island home. No, I can't deceive, I could never leave my Thursday Island home. flowers, vibrant colors. The sound of music fills the air. Close your eyes, you can't imagine this paradise of which we share. There is time for one another. Time to walk and be alone. No, I can't deceive. I could never leave my Thursday Island home. No, I can't deceive. I could never leave my Thursday Island home. Moonlight shadows on the water, calling softly out to me. Moonlight shadows on the water, the gentle rhythm of the sea. Tropical breezes often playing, and sometimes the winds they roar. No, I can't deceive. I could never leave my Thursday Island home. No, I can't deceive. I could never leave my Thursday Island home. Vibrant colors, the sound of music fills the air. Close your eyes, you can't imagine this paradise of which we share. There is time for one another, time to walk and be alone. No, I can't deceive, I could never leave.
Bien trop fier pour me dire tu as besoin. Maybe you've lost your mind, you've lost your sanity. Tu en perds la raison jusqu'à plonger dans le vide.
Baby, my love.
Toi et moi, c'est l'amour thérapie.
Oh, honestly, you just need some therapy.
Toi et moi, c'est l'amour thérapie.
I honestly think you just need some therapy.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Having smoke alarms and practicing a fire escape plan could save your life in a house fire. New laws are coming. You must install Link smoke alarms in your home. Connected smoke alarms quickly alert you to fires. When one sounds, they all sound, giving your family and you more time to escape. Practicing a fire escape plan with your mob means everyone knows what to do and where to go. Search home fire safety /plan to survive to find out more. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I need you, I remember the day.
There's a cozy breeze blowing, I'm sitting on the beach, just waiting for the tide to drop away. Some people are casting their nets for sardines, colariari, costupempai, cosafo bay, costupempai, cosafo bay. The water is as smooth as blue satin silk, looks inviting in the heat of the day. Children are playing and singing, calling their bar to come and teach them the song I'm gonna sing for you. Wait up to the dinghy.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from Queensland Museum, doing an interview, a yarn with all the different First Nation mob here. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Imelda Miller, and she's curator and First Nations cultures with Queensland Museum. And my sister, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, thank you.
Good sister. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, no, I'm Australian South Sea Islander, and my family's there from around Rockhampton and Mackay. Mm-hmm. Grew up there around that area, and, you know, grandmother's place around Joskalee.
Yes.
And father grew up there around the Pioneer River in Mackay.
Fantastic. And look, big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. My sister, let's talk about the hat that you wear at Queensland Museum, curator, First Nations culture. How long you've been in that space, and tell us in the work that you do, what does your job entail?
Yeah, so I've been in this job since 2007, so what's that? I'm trying to calculate.
What's that? About 28 odd years.
28, yes. So I've been here a long time. And so my role here is to do research, but also to care for collections. So looking after objects, making them accessible to community. So, you know, facilitating visits to the collections.
Yes.
Facilitating research visits here as well. And also then doing exhibitions, publications, doing research into what's here and sharing that with the wider public or to, you know, to community, to those who, where it, you know, means the most, eh?
Fantastic. And look, hats off to Queensland Museum regarding operating in this First Nations space, which is so, so very important. I had the opportunity to talk to Cousin Daniel Dow, who's a project officer for repatriation for First Nations here at the Queensland Museum. I think it's a very important space. Just elaborate on Queensland Museum in regarding this space. How long has there been a First Nations space?
I suppose the First Nations team, you know, the team here at the moment is very new. You know, we've got a First Nations director, Dr. Bianca Beetson. She's just been here now, is it 1 year, 2 years? And now she's just brought this team on working here as well. So there's about seven new people here in the office working in repatriation, et cetera. An engagement, and we have Peggy Lane, who's up in Cairns.
Yes, hey, Peggy, big shout out, sister. Yes,
and but yeah, but there's been First Nations people working here on and off over time. Lots of work was done in the 90s. You know, you had people like Olivia Robinson, Tina Baum, Michael Ed, all working in this space. Laurie Richardson, Torres Strait Islander. She, you know, paved the way for people like us to be here in this space. We were mentored by my predecessor, Michael Quinnell. He was here looking after the Pacific collections.
Yes.
But he always believed that First Nations peoples, islanders, Pacific Islanders should be here working with the collection. So it's thanks to him, you know, making those spaces places that we could see ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and supporting that. Yeah.
Fantastic. And so the journey continues in regarding the important space here at Queensland Museum. So when we talk about, as I was talking earlier with Brother Daniel Dow, Project Officer of Repatriation, First Nations. So looking after our artefacts and our weapons belongs to the First Nation people, that then holds the stories and the existence of First Nation people in this country and our existence as such. So it's a very important space in that sense. But we could say caretakers is what I'm picking up, sister.
Definitely caretakers, yes. And, you know, caretakers on behalf of community, you know, behalf of, you know, all the people out there. These are ultimately, you know, community, belongs to community. And we're here just looking after them, you know, and making sure people have access. You know, and that you're surrounded by people who look like you. When you come in here and who can, and know the language, you know, that we speak.
Exactly.
And we can care for you when you're here, you know. but definitely caretakers. Important responsibility here.
Yep.
And also, you know, the staff here, you know, we live in between worlds, you know.
We do.
And we have to operate in that sphere to make sure that these spaces become safer for our people to visit.
Well, exactly. And you can't beat black on black when you've got our mob, working with our mob, communicating with our mob, and also the, you could say, bridge building in regarding communication with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters who work alongside you in this space. Let's talk about the engagement with First Nation people when we come across artefacts and weapons and tools, so to speak, from a different area. Where's your communication with the traditional owners, and have they got the right to ask for that information or those objects back, or how do you work in that space, Imelda, please?
Yeah, so that's probably more like Daniel. You know, that's Daniel working in repatriation with Danny Williams and working with Bianca. Like, they're the conversations. You know, we've brought a team in specially for this.
Good.
You know, to be able to have these conversations.
Good.
And, you know, I believe that it's a case-by-case conversation.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Because when we say repatriation, we're talking about repatriation. Yeah. Right back to the traditional owners, if that's the case.
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, and having the full conversation about what that means for each individual case, you know, because it's around care, responsibility,
exactly.
You know, making sure that people are making informed decisions. You know,
that's what
I always think.
Yeah,
I always think, you know, because there comes cost with caring for these things for future generations. There's the access, you know, a conversation. And but as long as everybody knows that, you know, but how can we work together to make sure this happens in the way that people want it to happen, if that makes sense?
So true. And look, my sister, and we also need to be doing the right thing. If we're talking about repatriation and returning objects to traditional owners, we also probably need to confirm, thanks to colonisation, that they are the true owners and true owners.
That's right.
And of the objects in regard to, you know, Aboriginality, so to speak, in a good way for people who are claiming traditional ownership. And like I said, thank you to colonisation has separated our people and our people have lost connection. So that's a very important conversation when we talk about this artefacts repatriation going back to the right people. Yes.
And making sure that everybody is having that wider conversation, that all stakeholders are at the table to
decision.
And that people have a choice, you know, to say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's different ways that repatriation can happen, but if you're not returning it to country because you want to leave, because people do leave the, you know, things here for safekeeping.
Thank you, that's right.
On purpose. So we are totally then custodians on behalf of community because they've made that choice. But then there's other things we can do, like we can take photos so that they know what is kept here.
Beautiful.
You know,
thank you.
Lots of different ways of and different things that should be discussed.
Well, when we're talking caretaking, Queensland Museum have spaces here where the objects, artefacts, tools, weapons are being protected, are in a safe space. And with respect to our beautiful traditional owners, if given this object, up to you what you do with it.
Totally.
But if you're going to care for them, what space have you got to care for them when we're talking about insects or the weather or buildings as such? Are they protected? We're talking plastic or what have you. It's their call, but for what reasons are they taking it back? Spiritual reason, but are they going to care for it? I mean, it's their call, but...
So that
conversation
informed,
is very important.
Informed decision, you know?
Sure. That's what I believe in. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think... and it's not all black and white, you know. There's grey areas in there for people as well.
Yeah. So paint the picture regarding here we are, Queensland Museum. Then we have Australia National Museum, and then IATSIS. So is it all under one umbrella, so speaking, regarding protection and caretaking of our artifacts, tools, weapons, objects for First Nation people?
I don't think I can comment on behalf of the National Museum or IATSIS and their policies at this point.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because being on a federal level and we're governed by the state and state legislation, I mean, we are governed by federal legislation.
I suppose
as well,
all different entities got their own rules and regulations and policies and what have you.
Exactly.
A conversation I need to have with both the Australian Museum and also IATSIS.
Yes.
So there it is. Oh, thank you, sister. Just paint that picture for our listeners out there. Imelda, very good talking with you, my sister. Thank you for the yarn, so very important. Thank you for the tour here at Queensland Museum in the First Nations space. Goosebumps on top of goosebumps. And look, speaking strongly with the ancestors while I walk around this place in regard to the strong communication and the reasons why we're here. But I thank you for the work that you do. And big shout out to your colleague there, Daniel Dow. Looking forward to having a yarn with Sister Bianca Beetson as well. Mm-hmm. But thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you for having me, Trevor.
All right, too deadly. A beautiful yarn there with Imelda, Sister Imelda Miller, curator, First Nations Cultures with Queensland Museum. So, look, fantastic. You are tuned in your daily program, National Talk Black. We are live here at the Queensland Museum. Murray Danny on tour, catching up with mob and catching up with yarns and families, but good to walk a mile in their moccasins in regard to what we're talking about here, this beautiful space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, deadly number 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Too deadly.
Sister. And there's no job for any of us. And there's no job for any others. I wanna get sit down money. Sit down money. I'm gonna get sit down money. Sit down money. Some people work for the government. Got more car and a house to rent. We're still working for the government. They pay us wages as an accident. Talking about sit down money. Sit down money. I'm gonna get sit down money. Sit down money. Waiting for sit down money. What about my money? Waiting over sit down money. Crying over sit down money. It's the funny. I'm living on sit down money.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Of the world, our moonlight and shaking brown kulaks and listening to life songs in harmony.
On Thursday Island,
don't say goodbye. Say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit of the Wanga tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
It takes him a while to realize he's not dreaming. Somehow he's landing in paradise. When the sun shines right into the evening,
islanders smile shine right through to sunrise. On Busy Island,
don't say goodbye. Say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit of the Wanga tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
Hey, Mom, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.